FNC's Carlson, Joe Biden was storing classified documents in a private office at a fake think tank. By Jeff Poor on January 10, 2023. Monday, FNC host Tucker Carlson criticized the media reaction to revelations that President Joe Biden possessed classified documents from his time as vice president. Carlson compared the media reaction to Trump's possession and the pending Department of Justice action, which he suggested was a possible double standard. Partial transcript as follows. So if you remember back to August and the atrocities the media told us about, not in Mexico or Brazil, certainly not in Ukraine, but at Mar-a-Lago, remember that? Classified documents were discovered, illicit classified documents, including top secret cocktail napkins at Mar-a-Lago. There was even, and we are quoting, a federal indictment, a birthday dinner menu found somewhere in the First Lady's closet. Now, The Washington Post first reported that nuclear codes or relevant nuclear materials, secret ones, were discovered there, and that is why a former CIA director and Michael Beschloss, the historian, suggested it could be time for Donald Trump to be executed by electric chair. And for sure, and this was the consensus in Washington, once these documents were discovered, this crime was unearthed. There was no possibility Donald Trump could ever again run for office. He needed to go to jail. Every person connected to the Biden administration told us that, including Joe Biden himself. What data was in there that may compromise sources and methods? Biden asked. So as Biden was saying that, it turns out that he was, and you'll be shocked to hear this, doing exactly the same thing that he accused Donald Trump of doing. Joe Biden was storing classified documents in a private office at a fake think tank that has been set up for him at the University of Pennsylvania. That fake think tank is called the Penn Biden Center for Diplomacy and Global Engagement at the University of Pennsylvania. Now, we should say we don't know exactly what these classified documents are, and unlike Michael Beschloss and the former head of the CIA, we're not going to speculate. But according to CNN, they were very sensitive. The classified materials included some top secret files with the sensitive compartmented information designation, also known as SCI, which is used for highly sensitive information obtained from intelligence sources. So what exactly were these materials? Were they the nuclear codes? We're probably going to find out pretty soon, because there is no question Merrick Garland will unleash one of his signature pre-dawn raids on University of Pennsylvania at any moment, because it's a national security threat. Merrick Garland will get right on that. But actually, Penn may be a national security event. We know you're very impressed your nephew got in. But Penn as an institution takes an awful lot of money from the Chinese Communist Party. Not making that up. In recent years, Penn has received more than $50 million from anonymous Chinese donors. So the question is, were those donors peering at declassified documents? The national security secrets that Joe Biden had been stashing at the fake think tank that Penn set up for him? How much access do they have exactly to these documents? We are very much looking forward to the Washington Post expose on that. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.